Can you tell me about 你有些话？啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦，些话。
Welcome to Thoughts by April podcast. My name is April, and that song was just to ask you, how are you doing? How are you faring, my dear lovers? Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. It is episode 18 of Thoughts by April podcast, and it is titled Transferred Aggression. In case it's your first time and you don't know what Thoughts by April is all about, here I talk about God, love, lifestyle, and everything in between. I enjoy sharing my experiences, and I love sharing in your experiences and the experiences of other people. That is what Thoughts by April is about. So I am really excited because the holidays are here, or at least they're very close, and you know, it just feels good to know that the year is ending soon. You know, you get to just stop work for a few days and just chill with family and friends, and the thought alone is so exciting. Now imagine when the time comes. I'm super excited. Also, I'm excited because Thoughts by April actually clocked a year during the break. And you know, because I wasn't recording then, I didn't get a chance to talk about it. So yeah, that's another very big win for me and for the Thoughts by April brand. It feels really good, you know, to have sustained something for a year. And really, I am looking forward to many more years recording Thoughts by April podcast and just reaching out to you to, you know, express all the thoughts that we need to be talking about. Right. So listener shout out today goes to... Okay, well, not really listener shout out, but a shout out to everybody who is on my mailing list, and particularly every person that has ever replied my email. Like, if you have ever replied my email to say maybe thank you, to just share your own thoughts or whatever, like, a big shout out to you. Thank you so much for the time that you put into typing your replies, the vulnerability that I can sense when I read your emails. I do not take all those things for granted. Thank you very much. Meanwhile, if you're not on my mailing list, it is so easy to sign up. It's on Linktree, linktr.ee/thoughtsbyapril, and April is spelled HAYPREEL. So sign up and get emails from me bi-weekly. Trust me, they're always really good, because I go back to read them sometimes and I'm, you know, like, wow, this is nice. And it's not just because I'm the one writing it. It's just really good. Yeah, so you should totally sign up. Alright, so I'll just get right into the subject for this episode. I mentioned before that the title is Transferred Aggression. So, have you ever done something to someone, something very small, and then they just go ballistic and you're like, okay, what did I do? You know, you just don't get it. Like, the response or their reaction to what you did is just like unreasonable or like ridiculous. You know, you did something small, stepped on their toe, and they go ballistic, you know, like full crazy mode. And you just don't get it. Like, what's going on? Come on. Like, that was just something very little. Why are you so mad? Right? Or have you ever reacted so terribly to someone, and then after a while you're like, ah, like, I feel like I should not have done that, or I should not have reacted that way, because, you know, I think that was too much. I should probably apologize or something like that. Have you ever felt like, you know, somebody's reaction or your reaction to something that someone else did was too much or too extreme? Man, transferred aggression is a thing. And I know this because in recent times I've had to like hold back a lot, because you know, something would be wrong with me and then somebody would just come along to say something unreasonable, and I'd be tempted to pour all that anger on that person. And you know, sometimes I fall for it. Like, I just go crazy mode on that person. But you know, most times I try to hold back, just don't reply until, you know, the phase passes, and then I can respond reasonably. Other times, I know that recently I had to just tell somebody that, look, I get what you're saying, Like, I understand that I need to respond to you right now, but I don't want to because I do not want to transfer aggression. So just give me some time to cool off and sort my issues. And then, you know, we can just pick up the conversation later. And the person was happy to wait, right? So these things happen. Anger is a normal human emotion, you know. I think that what you do with that anger is what matters, right? So the first point would be that just accept it. Like, it is okay for you to be angry. When somebody does stuff that is annoying, you can get angry. Like, it is okay for you to be angry. So what you do with that anger, like I said before, is what matters in this case. Are you letting every other person suffer for the fact that somebody annoyed you? Or, you know, are you managing your emotions so well that you're not transferring aggression to other people? I also noticed that most times when you transfer aggression, it's because the real object of your anger is not on ground for you to pour all your anger upon. So the person that annoyed you is not around or is not available for you to express your anger, or is not reachable. Maybe you think that person is a superior and you don't want to like express how you feel, or you just want to be quiet, or it can be for whatever reason, but the object, what is making you angry, is not within reach. It's not something that you can easily pour out all your anger on. And you know, that frustration of, oh, I'm angry at this person, or I'm angry at this situation, and I can't even express my anger towards this person. I would say that the frustration of not being able to express that anger is the reason why we transfer aggression. I don't know if psychologists or mental health pros would have better explanations for it, but that's what I feel. Like, I know for me, most times when I'm not able to express my anger towards whoever or whatever situation that has made me angry, you know, that's when it becomes more likely for me to transfer aggression. So back to the top, the first thing would be accepting that it's okay for you to be angry. When somebody does annoying stuff, the normal human reaction would be anger. So yeah, it's okay. I think that the next thing would be being able to manage your emotions such that you're seeing whoever is coming to you now as a different entity from whatever or whoever made you angry before. Right? So this is like the toughest part of the job, trying to separate what you're feeling from what this new person is bringing to you. It's actually really tough because your emotions get clouded by the anger sometimes, and you can't really see the difference. Everybody looks the same, and then you just pour all that anger. But you know, it takes intentional effort to be able to separate what you're feeling from the new person who is coming to you. Now, that takes work and it takes time. It's not something that you learn to do in 5 minutes or in one day. I just think that every occasion or every time that you're angry and you're tempted to transfer aggression is an opportunity for you to learn to do better. Right? So even if you cannot say something nice or see the person differently from what you're feeling, right? I think the best thing would be pausing, like take a break. You don't have to respond immediately. You don't have to express yourself immediately. You can just chill and come back to give a response, or tell the person, you know, I don't feel great right now. I feel like if I say something to you, it would be really awful and I don't want to regret it. And so let's have this conversation some other time. For some people, this feeling of anger actually lingers for so long, and it just looks like they're constantly angry, like they're constantly transferring aggression. I think that for some people, they never ever get to address the source of their anger. They just bottle everything up, and you know, whoever comes first or whatever innocent person shows up suffers for it, right? So I think that another thing we should try to do is address the source of our anger. Like, so somebody has done something, I'm angry, yes, I don't want to respond right now or whatever, but eventually I should address that situation or that issue with that person. You know, oh, you did this, I didn't like it. Like, if you have the opportunity, honestly, you should totally have these conversations. They're very difficult to have, but they're very important for your mental health. Because if you just keep bottling everything up, you may just always erupt, you know, and transfer all that aggression to other people. Even if you do not transfer aggression, right? And you're good at separating what you're feeling from new situations, you know, it's not good for you. Bottling up all that anger and all that, it's not nice. So as much as you can, and you know, as much as it's safe, try to engage people, engage the objects of your anger, address issues. Don't leave stuff to pile and pile and pile, and then everything just becomes so messy, right? You know, the crazy thing about transferred aggression is that whoever is suffering from your aggression, especially if they don't know you so well, they tend to go on with the impression that you're a crazy person. Like, oh, that person just has a temper, that person is just very irrational. And you cannot blame them, because that is the experience that they have had with you. So, you know, you don't want to have people going around with the impression that you're a crazy person. Of course, you cannot control what anybody thinks about you, but you should not intentionally contribute to having people have wrong thoughts about you. I hope that you get what I mean. So, a random person has a bad opinion about me, I didn't do anything to that person, that's that person's business, right? But if I transfer aggression to a person, and that person goes on with a bad impression of me, I contributed to that impression that they have. And I think that's avoidable. Like, you don't need to contribute to letting people have bad impressions about you. If they want to have it about you for whatever reason, you know, that's their business. But you should not be contributing to that, because you could not manage your emotions or anything. And you know, yes, sometimes we lose it, you know, like myself, I transfer aggression sometimes, you know, it happens. And so you should not beat up yourself for stuff like that. What you could do instead is to probably go back to the person and apologize for the wrong things that you said, or for how you treated them when you were mad. You know, you may try to just engage them and apologize, just say sorry and explain if it gets to that, or if it's important for you to do that, you know. So yeah, I don't think I have so much information about this. It's something that I'm going through myself and trying to learn myself. Like I said earlier in the episode, recently I've just tried to let people know, oh, okay, like, I don't feel great, you know, let's have this conversation later, or I just go mute and then come back when I'm cool, you know. So if you have better ways of handling this, it would be really good to hear from you. thoughtsbyapril@gmail.com. thoughtsbyapril@gmail.com. I'm always very excited to read from you and to hear your opinions about stuff like this. Also, if there are other comments that you want to make outside today's subject, feel free to send me an email as well. I'm always delighted to read from you. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. It's always exciting to know that you're out there listening. I started this episode with a song. Should I end with a song? Yeah, I think so. So the song would be Awalo Otigba Oshe Kama Fiku Yarawa Kama Faru Yarawa. That just means goodbye, we'll meet later, we'll not die, we'll not fall ill, and we'll what else? I think that's it. Yeah, so goodbye. Thank you so much. Talk to you in 2 weeks.